man can see for 100 miles. So I'm still praying I might see the glow of a brake light. Let your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't showed it yet. I keep looking for the slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown. I held on longer than I should, believing you might change your mind. And those bright lights of Hollywood would fade in time. Let your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't shown it yet. I keep on looking for the slightest sign that you might miss what you left behind. I know there's nothing stopping you now, but I'd settle for a slowdown. But your wheels just turn down the road ahead. If it hurts at all, you ain't shown it yet. You're just a tiny dot on that horizon line. Come on, tap those brakes, baby, just one time. I know there's nothing stopping you now. I'm not asking you to turn back around. I'd settle for a slowdown. Come on, just slow down. I'd settle for a slow down.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country. 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN. Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM. Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. After failing to pass a Senate comprehensive foreign aid and U.S. border funding package, the impact is being felt by border agents. ABC's Stephen Portnoy says thousands of detained migrants could now be released.
It's described as a multi-million dollar shortfall that could result in a drop-off in deportations and thousands of migrants released from detention. The Homeland Security Department blames Congress for failing to pass a bipartisan border agreement that would have infused the agency with billions. Republican opponents said the measures in the package didn't go far enough to earn their support.
House Speaker Mike Johnson also defending the House vote to impeach Homeland Secretary Mayorkas over his handling of the border. The big chill is on after yesterday's snowstorm in the Northeast, along with digging out icy roads are the concern today. And happening now in Kansas City, fans are out celebrating the Chiefs with the parade honoring the team's Super Bowl win against the 49ers. This is ABC News. A search is underway right now for 9 miners trapped after a landslide at a gold mine in eastern Turkey. The ground contains toxic cyanide, making rescue efforts risky. The Houthi action in the Red Sea, worrying for British tea drinkers.
Pour me another cup. Something you're still hearing millions of times a day over here. And for now, there's plenty of tea in the stores. But the supermarket industry warns trouble could be stirring. Supply shortages could eventually come from shipping disruptions in the Red Sea. Britain, the world's fifth largest tea importer, gets more than half of its tea from Kenya and India, making it very dependent on the route. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Amazon charging extra for high-quality video and audio. The company confirmed Dolby Vision and Atmos surround sound are now only available to people who pay an extra $2.99 a month for its ad-free subscription. I'm Michelle Franz on ABC News.
When you use Bounce dryer sheets and your clothes look amazing, it's the sheet. Less static in your life? Yeah, it's the sheet. Smelling fresher than ever? It's the sheet. Oh, so soft fabric? Ooh la la. It's the sheet. Less wrinkles on your clothes? You know it's the sheet. Bounce dryer sheets. More freshness, more softness. Less static, less wrinkles. It's the sheet.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get outside and enjoy the outdoors with Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand. The fishing season is underway, and Ryan's has all of your fishing gear, whether you're an old pro or maybe just a beginner. Need bait and tackle early or late? Use Ryan's 24-hour bait and tackle center. Trap shooters, visit Ryan's Sports Shop for trap loads from Winchester, Remington, and Federal. Ryan's also has a large selection of refreshments for the campsite, too. It's Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day. But Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 5. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches. And the snow could be heavy at times. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Now this news update on Wisconsin Radio Network. I'm Raymond Newpert. Republicans in the state legislature passed on Tuesday redistricting maps drawn by Democratic Governor Tony Evers. Senate Majority Leader Devin Lemmy, who says they didn't want maps to be drawn by the liberal majority on the state Supreme Court.
Wisconsin voters deserve more certainty than Wisconsin Supreme Court is willing to provide. The legislature, we're going to step up. We're going to end this sham litigation and pass the governor's map.
Senator Chris Larson of Milwaukee and most other Democrats voted no.
The 2024 election is almost here. Passing these maps and having them signed by the governor will give Wisconsin voters the certainty that they deserve.
The maps also passed in the assembly. Evers has indicated he would sign the maps if they were not altered. Fond du Lac police are calling the death of a woman in a Tuesday car crash suspicious after she crashed into landscaping bricks and came to rest on top of bushes. Police found the 33-year-old woman slumped over inside the vehicle. She later died at the hospital. The medical examiner's office is investigating. This is Wisconsin Radio Network.
Are you looking for a great part-time job? Do you remember your bus driver growing up? Remember how they got you home safe and watched out for you? Now is your chance. Be a positive impact, serve your community, and help get our kids back to school. Culbison Buses has immediate openings. Starting wage just increased to its highest level. See how you can have the opportunity to earn up to $23 per hour based on experience. Visit Culbison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Culbison terminal near you.
Calling all moms. Looking for a great part-time job? Moms across Wisconsin are bringing home a great paycheck without paying for childcare. Join the Mom Army at Cobison and bring your child to work. Be a positive influence and help get the kids in your community to school. Cobison Buses has immediate openings. Find out how you can join the Mom Army at Cobison. Visit Cobison.com. That's K-O-B-U-S-S-E-N.com for more information and to find a Cobison terminal near you.
Together, we're living in a smart rural community. A smart rural community is connected by a fiber optic broadband network for economic development, education, healthcare, government services, security, and more. 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom is a small local company with a big vision to develop and maintain a fiber optic broadband network that connects smart rural communities from the ground up. To learn more about smart rural communities, visit 24/7 in West Wisconsin Telecom online at WWT.net.
Good afternoon. It's 12:07 for WRDN News. I'm Brian Winnikins. News this hour being brought to you by Shell's LP Gas and Appliance, downtown Durand. Martin Transport of Mondovi. Visit their website at martin.com for the latest job opportunities. It's better in blue at Martin Transport. Sunstrom and Company, your local tax experts, Durand. Adams Super Service, your Napa Gold Car Care Center at Durand and 24/7 at West Wisconsin Telecom. The Durand City Council is meeting tonight. Items on the agenda include discussion and possible action on the bids for the Madison Street project, reports from the mayor, city administrator, and department heads, and then the council will go into closed session to discuss the use of public funds to help in the process of hiring a new city administrator, with the expected retirement of the current administrator this summer. Tonight's meeting begins at 6:30 at Durand City Hall and will be live-streamed on the WRDN website. A Western Wisconsin community organization is looking to purchase a home in Buffalo County to help out the homeless. The group used to rent a home in Mondovi, but after the home was sold, the group is struggling to find a place to rent that would fall under federal guidelines. Western Dairyland hopes to raise $500,000 to purchase a home that could be used as a shelter for families with children. The money would also be used for maintenance, staffing, and other expenses for the home. Wisconsin's Democratic U.S. Senator is asking for a delay in Western Wisconsin's hospital closures. Senator Tammy Baldwin asked HSHS and Prevea to not close the hospitals and clinics in and around Eau Claire this spring. Baldwin says she doesn't want patients to be left without health care options. She says she expects HSHS to, quote, consider in good faith, unquote, any offers to buy Sacred Heart Hospital in Eau Claire and St. Joseph's in Chippewa Falls. HSHS and Prevea announced their closing sometime in April because of workforce issues, the lingering effect of the coronavirus, and other industry trends. It's probation for the two people who faked an armed robbery at the Ace Hardware in Rice Lake. A judge yesterday sentenced Jesus Maria from Chippewa Falls and Krista Buckwalter from Rice Lake for the robbery at Jacobson's Ace Hardware back in 2022. Buckwalter worked at the store, and police say she and Mira cooked up a scheme where he would come in and rob her. Investigators say they found a flurry of phone calls between the two just before the robbery. In addition to the probation, the judge ordered Buckwalter and Mira to repay the $1,400 they stole. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin signed off on the Democratic governor's proposed political maps, but it remains to be seen if he'll actually sign them. Both the State Assembly and State Senate yesterday approved the maps that Governor Evers drew. Those maps could give Democrats control of the legislature for the first time in more than a decade. Republican Senator Dewey Strobel said Republicans have, quote, a gun to their head, unquote, and are approving the maps to try to head off a worse set from the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Democrats say the vote was rushed and say they now want to see what the Supreme Court does. Governor Evers yesterday said, though, he'd sign the maps if lawmakers approved them without any changes. You're listening to WRDN News.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Become a member of the Hometown Guys. Adams Super Service is looking for an automotive technician for their growing family. The right candidate will have their own tools, 2 years' experience, good driving record, and a great personality. Adams Super Service offers paid holidays, leave, training, plus there's no weekend work. Visit Adams Super Service in Durand to apply.
You gotta love the Hometown Guys.
Tax season is here. Don't pay more than you have to. Let the experienced tax professionals at Sunstrom & Company in downtown Durand help you explore ways you can save money on your taxes. Sunstrom & Company works with farms, corporations, family-owned businesses, and individuals to make your tax headaches disappear. Call or visit Sunstrom today for an appointment at their Main Street Durand location next to the Courier Wedge. Sunstrom & Company, local accountants providing quality tax and financial management since 1980.
Wintry weather is expected to return here in western Wisconsin tonight. The National Weather Service has issued a winter weather advisory for the area starting tonight through early Thursday morning. After a mild day, a cold front will bring rain that will change to snow later tonight. Now 2 to 4 inches of snow is expected. The snow won't last long, though, as temperatures in the 40s are expected by Monday. A Dunn County woman charged with possession of child pornography had her first court appearance yesterday. According to authorities, in December, they had received a cyber tip regarding two videos and two photos of suspected child porn that had been associated with a Snapchat account connected to 33-year-old Shelley Horn of Colfax. After an investigation and a search of Horn's phone, they found what they believed to be the same images associated with the cyber tip. Horn was released yesterday on a $1,000 signature bond and will return to court Friday. Chippewa County leaders are officially on the record against the move to resettle 75 refugee families in the Chippewa Valley. The county board last night approved a resolution that asks for an immediate pause in World Relief's plan to move the refugees to Eau Claire and Chippewa Falls sometime this year. County leaders say they want to see proof that the refugees have been vetted and are cleared to come into the country. World Relief has never said just where the refugees would be coming from or what they would do once they arrived in the Chippewa Valley. Eau Claire County's board rejected a similar resolution last month. Wisconsin lawmakers have signed off on a plan to guarantee admission to the University of Wisconsin for top students in the state. Both the State Assembly and State Senate approved the plan yesterday. It guarantees students in the top 5% of their class a spot at UW-Madison and guarantees students in the top 10% of their class a spot at any other UW campus. Supporters say the idea is to keep Wisconsin's best and brightest in Wisconsin. The plan is part of the agreement between lawmakers and the UW system that also included those pay raises and a pause on DEI hiring. The guarantee now heads to the governor's desk for his signature. A new bill is being proposed in Minnesota that would fine anyone up to $1,000 that interferes with a youth athletic activity. Republican John Huat, a former referee, is proposing the bill after he says colleagues claim that they've been followed home, have had food thrown at them, and one had his whistle ripped off. Thousands of refs, umpires, and officials reported in a survey, with 70% saying sportsmanship is worsening, and about 50% say they fear for their safety. The bill will create a special revenue fund where all fines would be allocated to hire and train more referees, have new clinics, and pay off administrative fees. You're listening to WRDN News.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
Shawls Gas, downtown Durand, is your authorized Whirlpool dealer. Reputation, quality, pricing, and personal service are what Shawls customers have come to know and trust. Shawls offers a full line of Whirlpool appliances, including dishwashers, microwaves, refrigerators, freezers, washers, and dryers, with installation and service. Clean, cost-effective propane offered by Shawls is the answer for your home energy needs. Visit Shawls Gas for all of your propane and Whirlpool appliance needs. Shawls Gas, downtown Durand.
Rescuers with the Eau Claire Humane Association are asking for help to get a dog into surgery. The Humane Association says it needs to raise about $1,800 for bladder surgery for Miska, a husky mix that came in as a stray. The Humane Association says Miska can't pass her bladder stones on her own and needs to have a rather invasive surgery. You can donate at the Eau Claire Humane Association's website. For WRDN News, I'm Brian Winnekins.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day. But Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 5. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches. And the snow could be heavy at times. Looking for a great place to live, stay, shop, and play? It's easy to get to Worthington, Minnesota, and it's worth a look. Right now, it's 41 degrees.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Gabby.
Hey, Gabby. It's Jennifer Coolidge. Hi. I'm so glad I reached you at 2 a.m.
Oh, of course. Anyone with a Discover card can call and talk to a real person 24/7. Now, how can I help?
Yeah, I used my Discover card to buy these yellow pleather pajamas, and I'm just not sure I'm pulling them off.
24/7 U.S.-based customer service. It pays to Discover. Limitations apply. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard.
Wings are here.
Oh, from...
No, I'd never order from anymore. Popeyes now has wings in 5 flavors. Ghost pepper, roasted garlic parmesan, sweet and spicy, signature hot, and honey barbecue. Marinated in Louisiana spices, hand-battered and flipped. Makes no sense they're $5.99 for 6 pieces. Taste them.
Mmm, crunchy outside.
And juicy inside.
Consider me a convert.
That's the most romantic thing you've said to me all month.
We don't make sense. We make chicken.
Love that chicken from Popeyes.
Price may be.
Fourth-ranked Marquette extends its win streak to 8 games and avoided a season sweep at the hands of Butler, beating the Bulldogs 78-72 in Indianapolis. I'm Bill Scott with sports. Tyler Kolick poured in 27, Marquette's 19th win of the season. Golden Eagles now look forward to a date with number 1-ranked UConn on Saturday. The Badgers end their 4-game losing streak, knocking off Ohio State 62-54, sweeping the Buckeyes in their 2-game season series. Stephen Crowell had 16 points and 10 rebounds, and A.J. Storr added 14 and 12 to lead the 21st-ranked Badgers. And not to be lost in the effort, even with a down shooting night, Max Klesmit held the Buckeyes' sharpshooting Jamison Battle to 3 points. Head coach Greg Gard.
Jamison's a really good player, really good shooter. Doesn't make a shot until the last 30 seconds of the game or whatever, when it was over, basically. So Max has taken that ownership and really of that guy, that Chase guy, really to heart. And he takes a lot of pride in it of really making it hard for the other team's better shooters to even get looks off, let alone good ones.
There's Horizon League action tonight. League-leading Green Bay shooting for a 6th straight win at home against Northern Kentucky. Milwaukee Panthers on the road at Cleveland State. The Bucks followed up an impressive win over Denver Monday with a clunker last night. They fell 123-97 to the Miami Heat at Fiserv. Coach Doc Rivers says you have nights like this and you hate them.
As bad as it looked defensively, I thought our offense was way worse tonight. I thought it started early. We were shooting 51% at halftime, and I thought we were playing just awful offense. Ball didn't move a lot tonight, not the way it's been moving. We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things. Tonight, you can just see it. Everyone was trying to force the ball. And
Giannis Antetokounmpo had 23 points and 11 rebounds to lead the way. Milwaukee Admirals got goals from 5 different players in a 5-2 AHL win over Chicago, extending their win streak to 15. Bill Scott, Wisconsin Radio Network.
Some people just know bundling with Allstate means big savings. Just like they know the right ingredient means big flavor. They know honey on pizza is where it's at. And olive oil on ice cream is the cherry on top. Mm. And they know when you bundle home and auto with Allstate, you can save up to 25%. Mm-mm.
Bundled savings vary by state and are not available in every state. Saving up to 25% is the countrywide average of the maximum available savings off the home policy. Allstate Vehicle and Property Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Wake up. Breakfast. And Nature Made Vitamins. Whatever your morning sounds like, Nature Made fits right in. Whether you're looking for vitamin C or a multivitamin to get key nutrients, we've got you covered. Now that's a good morning. We take care of you so you can take on your day. Start your day with Nature Made, the number one pharmacist recommended vitamin and supplement brand. Based on a survey of pharmacists who recommend branded vitamins and supplements.
A large field of rookies are set to tackle the sports national series. I'm Kyle Rickey. That story next on NASCAR Hot Pass.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Discover new opportunities together in a new Chevy. Meet up in an Equinox, winner of the J.D. Power Award for initial quality among compact SUVs. Lend a hand in the strong and capable Silverado. Or mix it up in a high-tech Trax with an available 11-inch diagonal touchscreen. Find family, friends, and fun in the Chevy that's right for you. Chevrolet. Together, let's drive. For J.D. Power 2023 U.S. Initial Quality Study Award information, visit jdpower.com/awards.
There will be year-long rookie battles when NASCAR's three National Series open up their seasons beginning this weekend in Daytona. Four first-year drivers will race for that title in the Cup Series. Josh Berry with Stuart Haas Racing, Zane Smith and Carson Hocevar with Spire Motorsports, and Kaz Grala, who will drive for both Front Row Motorsports and Rick Ware Racing, will all battle for top rookie honors. The Xfinity Series will see Jesse Love, Dawson Cram, Haley Deegan, Shane Van Gisbergen, and Leland Honeyman, while Lane Riggs, Thad Moffitt, and Connor Jones are all first-year drivers in the Craftsman Truck Series. And the race weekend in Daytona kicks off tonight with Daytona 500 pole qualifying. Our airtime is set for 8 p.m. Eastern Time. I'm Kyle Rickey. This is NASCAR Hot Pass on the Motor Racing Network.
Time is running out to order your Valentine, that special gift from the Cottage of Durand. Order your special sweetheart flowers, chocolates, plaques, or stuffed animals from the cottage today. And on Valentine's Day, it will be ready for you to pick up and take to your sweetheart. Not sure what to get? Let Missy and the staff help you create a Valentine's gift she will truly enjoy. Don't get your special someone flowers from the gas station on Valentine's Day. Order that special gift today from the Cottage, Main Street, downtown Durand.
Owning a dog can bring your family unconditional love and companionship. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Before you bring home man's best friend, do your homework to be sure you're choosing the right one as you're living the country life.
Living the country life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
I know several people who wanted a dog, visited an animal shelter, and had their heartstrings tugged by a sad-eyed pup that ended up going home with them. An impulse decision isn't always a good one, especially if the dog ends up not being a good match for your family. Choosing the right canine companion takes some forethought. Brian Bailey is an animal behaviorist and author. He says the first question you need to ask yourself is, why do I want a dog?
Do I want it to be a companion? Do I want it to be a working dog? Will it be living in my house? Will it not be living in my house? Do I have children? A lot of things need to be taken into consideration. But number one, why do I want a dog? And then number two, I always advise, try to match the dog to your lifestyle. If you're an active person, active dog. Not so active, not so active dog.
Bailey says every dog wants a job to do. Some breeds have more aptitude for specific tasks than others. For instance, you wouldn't ask a poodle to herd the sheep. You choose a border collie or other breed where herding is in its blood. Also be aware of temperament, especially if there are children around. Some breeds, by nature, tend to be either dominant or submissive. Bailey recommends a laid-back, submissive dog as a family pet.
You know, there's a reason why all these children get bitten. They ignore the warning signs of these big dogs, and they try to take toys out of the big dog's mouth and pull their ears and hit them with their new lightsaber that they got at a Star Wars movie. And a lot of these dogs repel. They go after them. They say, back off. You're not going to do that to me. So we've got to have a dog that's willing to take a little bit of Johnny's abuse and not lash back out aggressively.
A good way to start researching dog breeds is by perusing the American Kennel Club's website. You'll find more tips for choosing the right canine companion for your family at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
That doesn't sound good.
Paper shredder's jammed, but I think I fixed it.
Oh, well, try shredding these $50 bills then.
Seems like it's working.
Better try another $400.
Stop. Instead of using money, use regular paper. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Tax Talk with Straight Talk.
You give and you give. This tax season you get with Straight Talk Wireless. You get a reliable 5G network and unlimited data and a new Samsung Galaxy A15 for just $99. So you can give your janky phone to your kid. Yeah!
Good talk.
Switch to Straight Talk for plans starting as low as $25 a line per month for 4 lines. Find us at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com. Device offer ends 4/14/24. In-store activation on single Silver Unlimited plan or higher required. Family plan discount with 4 lines all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Taxes and fees apply.
45 in downtown Durand. Good afternoon. I'm Brian Winnikins with a check of markets at the midday. Double-digit losses in the milk markets. March milk down 38 to 1705. April down 35 to 1732. May down 22 to 1770. June down 15 at 1807. Cheese markets are lower. Barrels down 2.5 to 157.5. 40-pound blocks down 7 to 151.5. 2 trade a barrel on the day. Cash butter up 0.5 to 271.75. No trade on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 1.25 to 118. 1 trade on the day. Dry waste steady at 52 even. No trades on the day. Live cattle markets are running sharply lower today as the trade backpedals after seeing the consumer price index report showing higher inflation. The feeder cattle market is also moving sharply lower as well. Again, after that consumer price index showing higher inflation, buyers are already paying high prices for feeder cattle and calves, and the fact that interest rates won't likely be reduced anytime soon isn't sitting well with cattlemen or the traders today. Hog markets, while cattle moves lower, the hogs are moving sharply higher. Now, Wednesday's aggressive advancement seems a bit over the top, given that pork cutout values are lower and cash hog volumes are still thin, but the market might be anticipating a strong export report coming on Thursday. February live cattle down $1.35 to $182.40. April down $1.65 to $183.45. June down $1.85 to $180.70. March feeder cattle down $3.47 to $244.52. April down $3.67 to $248.07. And May down $3.85 to $251.60. February hogs up 80 cents at $75.02. April up $3.32 to $84.40. May up $2.30 to $88.27. At the Chicago Board of Trade, corn markets are moving mostly lower with a broad risk-off type of trade in the grain markets today. Even the trade is falling to a fresh set of lows. Even though there are oversold conditions, they continue to deepen. Soybeans also moving sharply lower as well. South American weather will continue being positive for the soybean crop. Also, the South American harvest is expanding, adding additional pressure. Wheat markets, meanwhile, are also mostly washed out. The dollar remains elevated as well. Also, Matif wheat is still moving slightly lower, and the trade also expecting those weekly export numbers to potentially be bearish. March corn down 8.25 to 422.5. May down 7.75 to 435.5. July down 7.25 to 445.25. New crop down 6.75 to 463. March beans down 14.5 to 1171.75. May down 14.25 to 1177.5. July down 13.75 to 1187.75. New crop down 9.25 to 11.56. March soybean meal down 80 cents to 3.44. March soybean oil down 93 cents to 46.37. Chicago wheat, March and May, both down 16.75. March at 5.80 and 3/4. May at 5.80 and 1/4. Minneapolis wheat, March down 10.5 to 6.61. May down 10.75 to 6.62. Energy markets also moving lower today. March crude oil down 98 cents to 76.89. April down $1.02 to 76.54. March gas down 7 cents to 232. April down 6 cents to 256. Join Chip Flory for a complete rundown of the markets and the news behind the market moves with our number 2 of AgriTalk this afternoon from 2 till 3 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM Tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins with news and issues from rural America. Lower cattle numbers could have an impact on dairy. We'll tell you about it coming up.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Farmers, is your stress starting to affect your work or your relationships? Feeling stress about finances or weather is common in farming. You're not alone. It can happen to any of us. From vouchers for in-person counseling to telecounseling from the comfort of your home, the Wisconsin Farm Center is here to help. If you're feeling overwhelmed, take that first step. Call toll-free 888-901-2558. That's 888-901-2558. A message from the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection.
Lower cattle numbers said that lead to higher prices for beef producers also has implications for dairy farms. USDA recently reported the U.S. cattle herd reached its lowest level since 1951. Brian Doherty of Total Farm Marketing explains what that means for dairy farmers.
In theory, if you look at the dairy industry and see that the shift over the last several years has been to more dairy beef production, yes, that's good for dairy producers. But does it take cows out of the production cycle to get that kind of reduced herd to push prices higher? That's the million-dollar question. And so you're still dealing with an industry that continues to consolidate. You see smaller farmers moving more to the wayside. That's just the nature of it right now.
To get milk prices to head higher, Doherty says one of two things, though, need to happen.
We need demand to cycle in a bigger way than it has been, or the market has to actually see or at least perceive that the cow numbers are taking an appreciable drop. And I'm not talking 10 or 20,000 cows from report to report. I'm talking an appreciable drop of 1% or 2%. That we haven't seen on the cow side.
Doherty says dairy producers are already facing significant headwinds.
The headwinds they're facing, again, the dollar, China economy, consumer debt here at home. Less than 40% of Americans have $1,000 on hand or in the bank. Things are kind of tight. There's just not a lot of extra money to chase a lot of high-priced food value. Food inflation is still here, unfortunately.
While consumers continue to deal with that food inflation, and that continues to have an adverse effect on the dairy industry, there are still some opportunities available for the dairy industry, and that's the expansion of dairy beef operations. And there are a lot of dairy farmers now looking at getting into that type of operation due to the fact that there are some good opportunities, especially on the beef side, which should help the dairy side of the farm. That is today's Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnekins. Agriculture America is a presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Even though everyone's daily lives have been recently changed, NTEC's ongoing commitment to keep our communities connected hasn't. NTEC's fiber optic networks provide reliable internet, telephone, and TV services that are meeting the challenge of today's unprecedented communications and entertainment needs. Whether you're working, learning, or just unwinding, you can be assured that NTEC will keep you online. Contact NTEC today and let them prove to you that they are your premier hometown connection.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. The results of the 2022 Census of Agriculture have been published by the National Ag Statistics Service. The Census of Agriculture is taken every 5 years in order to aggregate agricultural information for each state, including farm size, commodities, and impact. The state of Wisconsin ranked 10th in the United States for total value of production at $16.7 billion. According to the census, Wisconsin farms had a net income of $77,839 in 2022. Wisconsin is home to more than 58,000 farms, and 95% of those are considered family farms, said Secretary of Agriculture Randy Romanski. With 13.8 million acres of land dedicated to farming, it's clear that agriculture is still at the heart of our state. Agriculture in Wisconsin has an impact that goes beyond commodities and also the consumers who enjoy Wisconsin's food, fuel, and fiber. Local governments are being encouraged to apply for one-time road improvement grants to help agricultural roads. Jason Mulyagny with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau says producers should encourage their towns to fill out the simple grant application.
With grants provided through this program, local governments will have the means to undertake the crucial repairs and reconstruction projects, reducing transportation costs and promoting the overall resilience of Wisconsin's food supply chain.
The Wisconsin Department of Transportation's Agricultural Road Improvement Program has money to repair and upgrade local roads. Grocery prices increased slightly last month, according to the latest Consumer Price Index released Tuesday. The Consumer Price Index for all urban consumers increased 0.3% in January on a seasonally adjusted basis, after rising 0.2% in December. Over the last 12 months, the All Items Index increased 3.1%. The food index rose 0.4% in January, and the food at home index also increased 0.4% over the month. Four of the six major grocery store food group indexes increased over the month. The food away from home index rose 0.5% in January. Meanwhile, the index for full service meals rose 0.4%, and the index for limited service meals increased 0.6% over the month. Technological developments in agriculture have enabled continued output growth without requiring much additional imports, according to a new USDA Economic Research Services report. Innovations in animal and crop genetics, chemicals, equipment, and farm organization have made it possible for total agricultural output to nearly triple between 1948 and 2021. During that period, the amount of inputs used in farming declined slightly over time, meaning the growth in agriculture output over the long term has depended on increases in total factor productivity. Total factor productivity measures the amount of agriculture output produced from the combined inputs in farm production. Growth in total factor productivity indicates positive changes in the efficiency in which inputs are transformed into outputs. In the most recent calculation period spanning 2020 to 2021, agricultural output grew, which was due entirely to total factor productivity growth, even as the amount of inputs used in farming fell. The Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin have the 2024 Business Conference coming up March 13th and 14th at the Kalahari Resort. The two-day conference will provide an invaluable opportunity for dairy industry professionals to gain insights from leading experts and peers. The conference will offer a diverse range of learning sessions catering to various learning styles through hands-on programs, panel discussions, breakout sessions, and specialty sessions. Topics will include nutrition and feed management, raising calves and heifers, sustainability and environmental management, and business leadership skills. Now, for more information on the business conference, visit the Professional Dairy Producers of Wisconsin's website at pdpw.com. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
Too busy to cook tonight? Let the Rooster Tail do the cooking for you.
The Rooster Tail features daily specials, including Taco Tuesdays, Wednesday Wings, Thursday's Burger of the Day, the Friday Fish Fry, and Saturday, receive $2 off all large pizzas. Have fun at the Rooster Tail with Thursday Bingo from 6 to 8 and Karaoke Saturdays at 7. Visit their Facebook page for additional specials and events. For food and for fun, it's the Rooster Tail in downtown Durand.
How do you measure the human spirit? In pounds? In milliliters? In the distance traveled between yesterday and today? Or maybe there's no way to measure the human spirit, because as you remind us every day, it simply has no limit. Learn more about how we care for your whole body, mind, and spirit at AdventHealth.com.
After a mild start to the day, snow is on the way in our ag weather forecast. Now, most locations could see 2 to 5 inches. Temperatures will remain cool over the next couple of days, but then warm air returns next week, which will start to melt away the snow. Winds will be light throughout the next week as well, meaning there'll also be low fire weather concerns. Mostly cloudy throughout the day today, a chance of rain mixing with snow this afternoon, 50% chance, highs 40 to 45, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, southwest winds at 5 to 9 shifting to the west. We'll see about 2 hours of sunshine. Tonight, winter weather advisory in effect, mostly cloudy with a chance of snow and lows from 19 to 24. Relative humidities, 95 to 100%, north winds at 10 to 15. Anywhere from 3/10 to a half inch of precipitation will be expected. For Thursday, mostly sunny, highs 27 to 32, relative humidities at 53 to 58%, northwest winds at 13 to 18. We'll see about 8 hours of sunshine. Friday, partly sunny, highs 20 to 25. Saturday, partly sunny, warmer, highs 30 to 35. Sunday, mostly sunny, highs 35 to 40. Monday and Tuesday, mostly sunny. We'll have highs once again, 35 to 40.
1430 AM and 107.3 FM. Real Country.
You gotta do to forget his name.
Now there's only one thing left for me to do. Slip on my favorite dress and sky-high leather boots. Check the mirror one last time and kiss the past goodbye. What I'm really needing now is a double shot of Crown. Chase that disco ball around till I don't remember. Party and the music and the truth collide.
Bring it till his memory fades away.
Hey, bartender. Tonight I let a stranger put me on the floor.
Now
My big brother rode an Indian scout. It was black like his jacket, American spirit hanging out of his mouth. Just like our daddy, he kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. He pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks from South California, talk about the desert and the Joshua tree, his pretty girl stories, and how he bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you'd love it out here, out where the wild things are. I called my brother from the back of that plane the second I made it. We started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars, kissing on a blonde in a backyard pool. On fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's singing out like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at 3:30. Lit up those things are, and where the wild things are,
the home of dancing cowboys and good-hearted women.
Real Country, 1430 AM at 107.3 FM,
WRDN.
Let's go to Vegas. Kiss the same old life goodbye. All he could think about was, I'm too young for this. Got my whole life ahead. Hell, I'm just a kid myself. How am I gonna raise one? All he could see were his dreams going up in smoke. So much for ditching this town and hanging out on the coast. Oh, well, those plans are long gone. And he said, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. Might as well kiss it all goodbye. There goes my life. A couple years of up all night and a few thousand diapers later, that mistake he thought he made covers up the refrigerator. Oh yeah, he loves that little girl. Mama's waiting to tuck her in as she fumbles up those stairs. She smiles back at him, dragging that teddy bear sleep tight. Blue eyes and mountain curls. He smiles. There goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, Daddy. Good night. There goes my life. She had that Honda loaded down with Abercrombie clothes and 15 pairs of shoes and his American Express. He checked the oil, slammed the hood, said you're good to go. She hugged them both and headed off to the West Coast. And he cried, there goes my life. There goes my future, my everything. I love you, baby, goodbye. There goes my